I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Yesterday, we went on a tour of bookstores around the world in search of top-notch holiday reading suggestions. Now, today, we're going to focus on highly recommended children's books. The World's Carols all scan the globe to come up with some of the best kids' books around this holiday season. Now, Carol, dogged journalist that you are, how did you come up with this recommended list?
Well, for the past several months, I've been talking to publishers and children's book authors to get their recommendations, and basically reading a lot of children's books.
Okay. I guess we're going to start chronologically with the wee ones first.
Yes, we're going to start with some books for little kids. The first is called Mad at Mommy, and it's written and illustrated by Komako Sakai. She's a very popular illustrator in Japan, and this book is just full of beautiful artwork that I really love. Take a look at the cover, Lisa.
Yes, Mad at Mommy, and it's a cute little rabbit sitting at the kitchen table, looks like, staring down, arms folded, looking like a kid who's angry at his mom.
Yes, this is the little rabbit who is mad at Mommy. He's mad because Mommy always sleeps late, especially on Saturdays. She yells for no reason. And he's especially mad because she says that she can't marry him even when he's bigger.
Well, that would get me mad, too.
And it's just a very charming book.
And we should say that all the books you're going to mention right now for children are online at theworld.org. Carol, what's next?
Okay, next I have another picture book. It also has fantastic illustrations, but in a completely different style. The book is called Little Owl Lost by Chris Houghton. He's Irish, and the book came out a few months ago and just recently won the British Association of Illustrators Award for Children's Books. And let me show you some of the artwork.
I see. It has, the images are kind of like paper cutouts in a way.
Yeah, his illustrations are very distinctive looking. He told me that he draws all the animals with a pencil first, but then colors them in digitally and moves them around. And he says people always make the connection with paper cutout art. And the story is about a little owl who has fallen out of his nest and is looking for his mommy. And the owl is very, very cute, although the author, Chris Houghton, did say to me that when he started to do his research, he discovered that baby owls were actually kind of ugly.
You know, baby owls, you would think that they're so cute. And then looking at them, they're sort of, you know, they don't have much feathers. And I really had to rethink the design.
So he says his owl is actually more like a penguin.
Yes, absolutely, when you look at the cover as well. So we're going to move on from the picture books now to your next book, which is called The Dreamer. It's by Pam Munoz Ryan, a fictionalized account of the boyhood of Chilean poet Pablo Neruda.
Yeah, you know, Lisa, every year we look for a book that stands out and kind of transcends the children's book category and could really appeal to readers of all ages, even grown-ups. And this year, The Dreamer is that book. It does have some illustrations in it. They're by Peter Cease, and they're great, but it's mostly text. And The Dreamer is the story of the young Pablo Neruda as a boy growing up in Chile. And although it's fiction, the writer, Pam Munoz Ryan, told me that it follows Neruda's real life very closely. She said she just became captivated because there were so many things about his childhood that made a good story.
You know, his painful shyness and his journey away from his fears through his imagination and this domineering, dictatorial father, and all of those things that he had to overcome to become the most read poet in the world.
Again, that's the author of the book. Pam Munoz Ryan is her name. You said that this book could appeal to adults as well, but for children, what age group do you think?
Well, the author says that it's aimed at the 5th through 9th grade range, and she says that when she wrote it, she had a specific kind of reader in mind.
I always sort of envisioned sort of a brooding adolescent carrying around the book and maybe writing in the margins. And so there was that appeal and also that feeling that he had that I think most adolescents have, that feeling that there's something yet to be discovered about yourself. And it's that same emotion that I wanted to convey to the reader.
And I do think it will appeal to the more sensitive reader in that age 10 and up range. It's also a book that has a good story. It's set in a somewhat exotic location. And it's very moving.
Okay. And we should make the point again, these are all international books because that's what we do, introduce Americans to things international, including great books and pop-up books as well. I don't know what makes this next pop-up book particularly international, but maybe you can tell us. This one is called Gods and Heroes.
Yes, this book, Gods and Heroes, by Matthew Reinhardt and Robert Sabuda.
This is a thick book now. I see you have it in front of you. I hadn't seen it before.
Yeah, don't open it up. Don't open it up yet.
I want
to surprise you. It's called Gods and Heroes because it's about gods and heroes from throughout history and around the world. And I just want you to open the very first page to get your reactions.
Says,
so go ahead.
Encyclopedia Mythologica.
And there's a huge
pharaoh.
Yes, I can tell, from Egypt, who is, I think I've seen some originals of these, but not necessarily ones that pop out in front of you.
It's huge as well.
It's enormous. And this has to be about a foot and a half long with a wolf head.
Here's another good one in the middle.
Okay, so this is
a huge Viking.
I think I'm being attacked right now by this very nasty looking Viking whose jaw goes down as I open and close the page. That's great. This is really serious art, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, we're just opening up this dragon, this elaborate Chinese dragon.
Yes.
And Robert Sabuda and Matthew Reinhardt are well known in the pop-up world. They've done some similar books on fairies, dinosaurs. They have one coming out on dragons and monsters next year. And they're really, they're just great.
You know, I have to say I'm kind of a minimalist about these things. I like the simple books as well that you began with, but this pop-up book is stunning.
Now, I have one more. You mentioned the simple books, Lisa. I have one more to finish off with, another little kid's book, and it's called There Are No Cats in This Book. It's by a German writer, Vivian Schwartz, who lives in London, and it elicited this review from 1 7-year-old critic I spoke to.
Meow! I thought there were no cats in that book.
Well, I did get a more considered opinion from him when he was in a calmer mood.
Yes, I do like this book. I've read it once before. And there are cats in this book.
And he's right. There are cats in the book. There are three of them. And they want to get out of the book. That's what the book is about. The drawings are very whimsical. There's a pop-up page in it, too. Some other fun paper engineering. And my critic definitely enjoyed the book's interactive sense of humor.
It says, there's not enough milk in this book. The cats.
The cats.
And I think I'll leave it at that, Lisa.
Carol, that is a lot to leave us with. Thank you very much to the world's Carol Zoll. We have all of these books, in fact, the titles, the authors, and even some illustrations at theworld.org, so check it out online.
And we've also got a couple of extra books that we didn't have time to talk about here, Lisa, including one about how to make your own pop-up book.
Excellent. The world's Carol Zoll, an exhaustive search, but really nice results. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Lisa.